your job, part of your job at the Arboretum is to look for new species that might be, pardon the pun, but ripe for planting in urban environments. Are there new tree species that you think will be growing in popularity or should be growing in popularity, whether it be with, the city's, Department of Agriculture or park system, or with, backyard tree planters? What trees do you think should be more popular or are gaining in popularity?
In preparing for a talk on biodiversity in the urban forest, I sort of went back. I love to look at the history and perspective. And I've got papers that date back essentially 100 years on recommendations for trees in urban areas. And if you look at the list, they're pretty similar to what we recommend today, with tweaks. There are plants that have fallen out of rapport, I guess, like the tree of heaven, which is an invasive weed, but that's early on, 100 years ago, when our cities were full of polluted smoke and dust and nothing would live, Tree of Heaven was a pretty good tree. Lombardy poplar was still recommended. And in fact, DC, it was one of the first street trees in DC, was a Lombardy poplar. But that has canker problems and it's off the list. So looking at what's new and looking at those lists, we're still recommending some great trees. And right now in the industry and urban forest, tupelos, black tupelos, or the scientific name is Nyssa sylvatica, as a great native tree that originally was not available, widely available in the industry because it had production problems. It's got a coarse root system, a taproot, didn't do well with transplant success. And it wasn't until production techniques have sort of worked themselves out that you now have large Nyssa or tupelos available for their urban environment. So you'll see more of that. That's still a work in progress. There are new clones that are being selected with great fall color. And so you'll see a lot more Nyssa. A tree that I've always been enamored with, and there's a large specimen at the White House. It was a favorite of Frederick Law Olmsted, is the Persian ironwood, Parodia persica. And it's not native, but it's native actually to Iran and Azerbaijan, of all places. It's very drought tolerant and adaptable. It's got beautiful exfoliating bark. It's in the witch hazel family, which is a very ornamental family. It's got great fall color. And it's nearly indestructible.
So if I'm not, a municipality or, a government agency and I want to plant a tree in my backyard, let's say I just lost a tree and I'm thinking about want to plant a different kind of tree in my backyard. If I wanted to find a tupelo or a Persian ironwood, are they extremely expensive, extremely rare, or are these doable things, like some of these newer tree species that you think should be gaining in popularity? Are they doable for like an average property owner?
Certainly the tupelo is doable. And you can, if you go to a good garden center, a good local garden center, if they don't have it, they can more than willing to order it in for you. Again, that species is already on the rise. And in part because of emerald ash borer, we're running out of alternatives in some aspects of large trees for the urban environment. So American elm is still not fully functional in the urban environment. It's still restricted to a handful of clones that have acceptable tolerance to Dutch elm disease. No one's planting ash anymore because of emerald ash borer. No one's planting Norway maple anymore, for instance, because it's an invasive. So you've taken out some significant players in the urban canopy. So Nyssa has sort of slipped in as the next great urban tree, hopefully. The Parodia, the Persian ironwood, you can certainly find it. If you look in some of the from Ideal, obviously, with the nursery industry, and you look at wholesale suppliers, you can certainly find the tree. It will take more work.
Expensive?
It would be expensive. It's a little bit slower growing. So that species is one that I would call is on the rise, that you're going to see in the next 10 to 15 years, undoubtedly more refinements and selections of Persian ironwood for things that grow faster, maybe have straighter branches, and better fall color. The species as a whole is wonderful, but the industry is always looking to refine them. And so you're there's certainly going to be more available.